Diana, Her True Story by Andrew Morton. Read by Stephanie Beecham, with an introduction and afterword by the author.
After a decade spent watching the workings of the modern British monarchy, writing numerous books and pontificating on TV and radio around the world about the royal family, I thought I had a solid knowledge of the subject. The last year has taught me how little I really knew. At the time of Princess Diana's 30th birthday, I wrote a story for the London Sunday Times about her reconciliation with Prince Charles following disclosures that she had refused her husband's offer of a birthday party at Highgrove, their Gloucestershire home. The publication of this and earlier stories I had written, which were generally sympathetic to the Princess of Wales, must have proven to those around her, many of whom I would meet later, that at last her side of the story could be told fairly. They were dismayed by the crop of books and articles that, for the most part, portrayed Diana as a frivolous ingenue, whose emotional and intellectual development was gently guided by her serious-minded husband. The general consensus was that, while their marriage may have had its ups and downs, they were now amicable companions pursuing separate interests, but united by a common duty. I was soon to learn that those closest to the princess considered those sentiments to be a grotesque parody of the truth. I was approached by a member of Diana's inner circle, and an alarming story unfolded of the true nature of the princess's life inside Kensington Palace, which revealed the flip side of the fairy tale. In plain terms, Diana believed Prince Charles was still seeing his girlfriend from before the marriage. She is Camilla Parker Bowles, the wife of a member of the Queen's household. The strain of her royal life and the reality of her marriage has triggered in Diana a potentially fatal eating disorder, bulimia nervosa, which has dogged her throughout her royal career. At times, the loneliness of her position has brought her to the edge of despair, so much so that she's made a number of suicide attempts, some more half-hearted than others. The Dark Ages, as she calls them, have covered most of her royal life. Yet the heartening aspect of her story is the way Diana has come to terms with her life, and how, with the help of friends and counsellors, she is finding her true nature. The story of her transformation from victim to victor, a process that continues to this day, is the subject of this recording. There are a substantial number of Diana's inner circle who felt it was time to set the story straight. Taped interviews, most on the record, others unattributable, brought into focus a very distinct new picture of Diana.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?